Morning once again. Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our text is taken from the Gospel according to John. John chapter 7 and verse 24, which reads, "Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." Now, we left off our study in the Gospel of John back in November to preach through selected texts in the book of Acts, and now we're returning to the fourth gospel. The general context of our scripture is our Lord's rebuke of the Jewish establishment for observing the externals of the law of Moses, but neglecting the weightier matters of the law: justice and mercy and faith. Our text stands alone as the principle for Christian judgment. Now, in our text, we see two things. First, Jesus commands us to judge. He says, judge. Secondly, our judgment should be based upon divine righteousness. He says, judge with righteous judgment. Jesus commands us to judge. This kind of goes against the grain of what we often hear in our society. We are told never to judge anyone else or anything else. And the people of the world are joined by well-meaning but misguided Christians who affirm the same. They quote the words of Christ from the Sermon on the Mount, in which Jesus said, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye,' and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." We'll hear that quoted by our friends in society, but we will never hear John chapter 7 verse 24 quoted. So which is it? Is it judge or judge not? Surely our Lord is not confused. The answer is that it depends upon the spirit of the judgment which we exercise. We are clearly not to be hypocritical or disproportionately harsh in our judgment. If that's what we're going to do, then we should heed the command, judge not. However, regarding moral issues and spiritual truth, the command is always to judge. We make judgments all the time, don't we? Individually and as a society. No apologies to Planet Fitness, but there's no such thing as a judgment-free zone. We judge it wrong to abuse a child. We make a judgment, don't we, that that's a wrong thing to do. We judge it wrong to cheat on our taxes. We judge it wrong to break the law in innumerable other areas. We make judgments in spiritual matters. Who will we worship as God? How will we worship Him? Where will we worship Him? How will we serve Him? Or not serve Him? Those who do not wish to deal with such things will use "judge not" as a smokescreen for the rejection of Jesus Christ as the only way to the Father. This type of attitude is often employed because one loves their sin too much. Jesus hit on this point in John chapter 3. He said, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. Second point this morning. Our judgment should be based upon divine righteousness. Jesus says, judge, but he qualifies it. He says, judge with righteous judgment. In other words, we are to judge, but we are to make our judgments by discerning whether or not a certain thing is consistent with God's righteous standards. What are God's righteous standards? Good question, right? How do we know what they are? Well, by turning to His revealed will in His revealed Word. That's how we know what God's righteous standards are. Earlier in John chapter 7, Jesus said this, my doctrine is not mine, but His who sent me. If anyone wills to do His will, that is God's will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. God's word is consistent in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, although God's revelation is seen more clearly in the latter. We ought to learn doctrine. Jesus didn't shy away from the word, neither should we. And we ought to learn Bible principles in order to be able to discern truth from error. We are to make a judgment of all of those things which we hear and read by shining the lamp of God's word upon them. And this is why we include related scriptures in our bulletins, so that you can take a look at these things and see whether these things are actually in the Bible or the pastor's out of his mind and he's just making them up. And if there are any other scriptures that you can see and bring to bear that you feel may come into conflict, we are always open to such honest discussion. Makes us all stronger in the Word and in the Spirit. The natural man, however, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. In other words, spiritual discernment is an art. Spiritual discernment is, in essence, the art of exercising spiritual judgment to see whether or not a thing is true, and to see whether or not, or in what sense, that truth should be brought to bear on whatever situation you are dealing with, or whatever trial you are going through. To spiritually discern something is to judge with righteous judgment. So we judge based on the word of God. We judge whether or not a message is the true Christian gospel or is consistent wherewith. Faith alone in Christ alone and based upon his sacrificial death and resurrection. We judge whether or not to keep company with certain people, whether or not that be beneficial, knowing that evil company corrupts good habits. We do not judge with prejudice or human bias, as in the days of old, where everyone did what was right in his own eyes. That wasn't written last week, friends, although it well could have been. That was written back in the days of the book of Judges, well over 3 millennia ago. Not much has changed, friends. It's nothing new under the sun. So let us stay within the pages, the boundaries of Scripture. We examine the thing to be judged by the light of God's Word. Proverbs and James are particularly helpful books to read as we do this. Judge with righteous judgment, with counsel divine and not our own. The church as a whole seems to have lost its moorings. Compromise has become the order of the day. Sin and repentance and holiness and order have fallen out of fashion in the church. Why? Why is this so? You ever wonder why? Because they are always out of fashion in the world. And in the zeal to be seeker-friendly to the world, the church imitates the world instead of God. I digress from general commentary. Give me a call later and I'll rant and rave for 30 minutes, if you like. Let's turn to the personal commentary. Do you examine yourselves with righteous judgment? Have you been playing loose in some area of your life? And if you have been, you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about here. Have you been coddling cockatrice eggs, thinking that they will never hatch and bring forth a snake? Isaiah uses this imagery in the 59th chapter of somebody who is playing with an egg, picking up the egg, the snake's egg, and walking around with it, carrying it around with them, thinking that it's just an egg. Won't hurt me. Until one day, the egg hatches and the cobra comes out and you're bitten. And poisoned by what has come out of that egg. Have you been going places, enjoying pleasures that you would be embarrassed to tell Jesus about? You can answer that. But I've got a news flash for you. He already knows. Judge yourselves with righteous judgment. And as you do this, you will develop a further appreciation for his holiness. Consider our text with me before Almighty God one more time. Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Now this morning, in this place, in this assembly. The appearance is good. You are listening to a Christian sermon after all. What's better than that? But the Lord looks at the heart. But judge with righteous judgment if you are in God's Spirit, and if He is indeed welcome in you this morning. If you're a blood-bought believer, He's there. But is He pleased with what He sees? Is He pleased with where He went this week? Is He pleased with what you did this morning? Maybe whether or not you prayed. I've given you a checklist. It's in your bulletin. You can place it on your fridge, pin it to your wall, pin it to your forehead, put it in the circular file if you'd like. But I want to pose to you this morning 7 questions. I'd like us each to pose these questions to ourselves. When we judge with righteous judgment, let's begin at home, in our bedrooms, before our mirrors. Is Jesus Christ your God, Savior, and Lord? Do you believe that Jesus shed His blood, dying for your sins, was buried and rose bodily from the dead? Do you know that you will go to heaven when you die? Do you pray daily? Do you serve God daily? Do you read Scripture daily? And the last one is one that you may have found a little bit confusing if you took a read through the bulletin when you arrived this morning. But I hope is clear to you now, because it's what I've been getting at this morning. Do you judge with righteous judgment in order to live your life unto the glory of God? After all, that's why we're all here. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for the challenge. And we thank You for the reminder to first judge ourselves and also to judge all things according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh, not according to the world, not according to the standards of the day, but according to the divine standard as set forth in Your Word. Thank You that we've got that. Lord, may we not be a people of excuses. May we not be a people of compromise. May we not be a people who find it easy to accept everybody else's standard as somehow within the bounds of the divine will. But let us be a people who faithfully proclaim honestly before You in our hearts and through our lives that we are worthy of our calling. Let us judge with righteous judgment. Let us determine here first if we are Yours truly and not in name only? And having set the matter in order, we pray that you sanctify us day by day as we await the coming glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now offer one another the sign of peace.